It is early morning in the Orlando neighborhood of Soweto, and a sharp wind blows on the hundreds of people waiting to vote at a neighborhood school. The voting center lies two blocks from the site of a massacre in 1976 of schoolchildren who were demonstrating against apartheid. It was an event that marked a turning point in the movement and is commemorated by the nearby Apartheid Museum. 19-year-old Ayanda Sitole, who works for an insurance company, was not alive that day, but she knows her history. She is excited about voting for the first time because she feels she now has a say in her country's future.
It is working. It's paid the apartheid. Because right now, look at us, we've got the right to vote, to choose, to say that, you know what, I like this, I don't like that. You know, we've got our choice. The freedom is all over the place for everyone.
The African National Congress, which led the anti-apartheid struggle, is expected to win the elections. But after 15 years in power, it is facing increasing criticism for failing to meet people's expectations. 22-year-old first-time voter Lesego Manye says too many young people today are unemployed.
We all want to have money, we all want to live good. So that's the reason why I'm saying having jobs, it will be a better place for everybody. Knowing that there's an income coming in, no hunger, it will decrease poverty.
One-third of South Africa's voters are under the age of 30 years, and more than 2 million new voters were registered for this election. Political experts say young voters are more likely to switch political allegiances if they are disappointed, a fact that has not been lost on the politicians. 25-year-old Tembekile Magadla has been looking for a permanent job since she graduated from school 5 years ago. She acknowledges there have been some improvements under the ANC government, but says that does not mean she will always vote for it.
No, a lot of things are changing in South Africa because we've got RDP houses, the street, they're fixing the streets, the electricity, they're cancelling the rent, so at least I can see the improvement here in South Africa, and especially in Soweto. If there's no development, I'll go for other party.
32-year-old Bongani Mazibuko has been unemployed since leaving school 12 years ago. He voted in the elections of 1999, but did not vote 5 years ago.
I didn't have any interest last time, but now I can see now I have to because I need a change in job.
Sipiwe Nkosi, a 25-year-old salesman, says there are other needs that he would like to tell the new leadership to focus on.
Try to create some jobs, you know, more sports and better education. I mean, open new schools and maybe kids shouldn't pay the fines for school, you know, because I think with better education, we're going somewhere.
20-year-old university student Kwete Winkosi Basi hopes South Africa's next leader will adopt a new style and be more responsive to the people.
Must sit down with the people, communicate with everybody, not have egos like the former ones. Yeah, then sit with the people and try to be nice to the people and also take advice from other parties. He would suggest.
Experts say the ANC, because of its anti-apartheid credentials, still enjoys support among young people. But they also note that many young people say they want change, and this is leading some of them to consider voting for the opposition. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Soweto, South Africa.